بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ و مزجعہ کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے، جس کا مضمون ہے غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے. غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے، غیر فانی یعنی جو مٹنے والا نہ ہو. نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، اس کو ملتا کیا ہے؟ انعام. روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے، روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے، نفس اپنا، نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے. شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو، شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو، شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو، کیا رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے. سنیں عبداللہ صاحب، رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے، شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو، شیخ کامل، شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو، رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے. عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت، عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت، اور کیوں؟ غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے، غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے، عشق تجھ پر، عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت، غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے. نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، اور کیوں؟ گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے، گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے. نفس دشمن، نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، اور کیوں؟ گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے. عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر، عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر، عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر، دیدہ اے اشک بار دیتا ہے، دیدہ اے اشک بار دیتا ہے، عشق مجبور، عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر، دیدہ اے اشک بار دیتا ہے. کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر، کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر، کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر، کیا ملے گا؟ لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے، لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے کیا ملے گا کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے اور یہ رخ دوں گا عشق دل کو بہار دیتا ہے عشق دل کو بہار دیتا ہے جذبہ اے جان نثار دیتا ہے عشق دل کو عشق دل کو بہار دیتا ہے جذبہ اے جان نثار دیتا ہے طاعت مخ تصر پہ میرا کریم طاعت مختصر پہ میرا کریم اجر کیا بے شمار دیتا ہے طاعت مختصر طاعتِ مختصر پہ میرا کریم اجر کیا بے شمار دیتا ہے اہل دل کے کرم کا کیا کہنا اہل دل کے کرم کا کیا کہنا اہل دل کے کرم کا کیا کہنا درد دل بار بار دیتا ہے درد دل بار بار دیتا ہے اہل دل کے کرم کا کیا کہنا درد دل بار بار دیتا ہے کیا کرامت ہے نور تقوا کی کیا کرامت ہے نور تقوا کی کیا کرامت ہے نور تقوا کی روح کو اک قرار دیتا ہے روح کو اک قرار دیتا ہے کیا کرامت کیا کرامت ہے نور تقوا کی روح کو اک قرار دیتا ہے اور سنیے حسن فانی سے دھوکا مت کھانا کیا خوبصورت طریقے سے نصیحت ہو رہی ہے کتنا جمیل پیرایا ہے حسن فانی سے دھوکا مت کھانا کیا بہتری حسن فانی سے دھوکا مت کھانا اور کیوں ایک فانی خمار دیتا ہے ایک فانی خمار دیتا ہے حسن فانی اس نے فانی سے دھوکا مت کھانا ایک فانی خمار دیتا ہے پھول بس اپنی بے وفائی سے پھول بس اپنی بے وفائی سے پھول بس اپنی بے وفائی سے اندلیبوں کو خار دیتا ہے اندلیبوں کو خار دیتا ہے پھول بس اپنی پھول بس اپنی بے وفائی سے پھول کو دیکھ کر کے جو چرن پرن ہوتے ہیں وہ آ جاتے ہیں کہ یہاں مزے ہیں لیکن جب ایک سیزن آتی ہے پھول جب جھڑ جاتے ہیں تو پھر کیا ہوتا ہے
پھول بس اپنی بے وفائی سے.
وہاں کیا ہو رہا ہے پھر؟
خار اندلیبوں کو خار دیتا ہے. راہ تقویٰ میں غم جو ہے اختر.
آخری شعر سنیے.
راہ تقویٰ میں غم جو ہے اختر, راہ تقویٰ میں غم جو ہے اختر.
لیکن کیا؟
زندگی پر بہار دیتا ہے, زندگی پر بہار دیتا ہے.
وہ غم جو ہے وہ زندگی پر بہار دیتا ہے.
راہ تقویٰ, راہ تقویٰ میں غم جو ہے اختر, راہ تقویٰ میں غم جو ہے اختر. زندگی پر بہار دیتا ہے, زندگی پر بہار دیتا ہے.
الذین اصطفیٰ الحمد للہ منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We'll feed these beautiful poems from which we can gauge what a high position Allah had blessed our Shaykh with, and also that in what a beautiful way Hazrat has made our tarbiyat here. And mashallah, Allah reward Qari Yaqub Sahib, he has rendered it also so beautifully as he usually does, mashallah. The title of this poem, Ghair Fani Bahar Deta Hai, that what is discussed here, it gives unlimited happiness, enjoyment. Bahar, the season of spring, which is a beautiful season. Everyone looks forward to it. People's spirits are lifted up in the autumn of spring. Beautiful fragrance in the air. Everything becoming green. So what gives a permanent season of spring? After which there is no summer, no autumn, no winter. Permanent. That a person can live in great joy and happiness forever. That Hazrat has discussed here. Nafs apna jo maar deta hai. A person who annihilates his nafs. And that is the whole effort. That our nafs must be completely annihilated. It must be finished. We must not follow our nafs. To such an extent we try, though it's a person won't be 100% successful, that his nafs does not have any wrong desire also. Nafs, what is nafs? Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, khaishat-e-tabi'iyya, natural desires, ghair shar'iyya. which are not according to Sharia. Natural desires which a person has. Natural desire for woman. Natural desire to sleep, oversleep, fajr time. Sleep is overpowering you. All this natural desires which are against Sharia, that is called nafs. So a person who annihilates that, who does not practice on it, nafs 100% is only in the control of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Besides them, our nafs is alive. And don't fool yourself. Many people, that if I mix with woman, I see woman, I don't make parda, doesn't affect me. My nafs is under control. That person is lying to himself and he will suffer the consequences. So our nafs is there. Control the nafs. Watch the nafs all the time. So that it is, a person has to make effort to control. A person who does that, and at the end Hazrat said, it's not easy, it's bitter, but the sweet, the fruit is very sweet. A person who makes mujahada of the nafs, because you're going against your desires, what you like, it's not easy. You don't want to, you like to do just what you want to. But a person who does it, he gets a very sweet fruit in return. Ruh ko sad qarar deta hai. It gives the ruh hundreds of satisfaction, of enjoyment, of pleasure. Because the two are completely opposite. Ruh wants to go up to Allah Ta'ala, follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Nafs wants to go in dunya, all the desires of dunya. So a person who controls his nafs, he goes to Allah Ta'ala. And he gets hundreds and thousands of enjoyments. So make this little effort. It's a small little effort. Do it. A little example I usually give. A person who doesn't know, he got a puncture, but he doesn't know how to change the wheel. He didn't learn, make that little effort of how to change his wheel. So what he does, he takes a 4-pound hammer and a chisel and he starts knocking off the bolts from the wheel all around there. Then he gets 10 people, begs them, gives them money, lift up my car, I want to take out my wheel and put in another wheel. He'll suffer so much. And a person who learned, and today even if you're an old man, old lady also, and you know how to do it, all the things, you can plug it in your cigarette lighter and it will unscrew all your bolts also easily. Your jack also, you don't even have to make the effort. You plug it in your cigarette lighter, it will lift your car also up. Slowly, what it been on, easily you will be able to do and you will be back on your way. So a person who learns to control his nafs, that is why we have to come to the Shaykh and to Khanqah. We have to become ba'at and take these lessons. And if we take these lessons and we apply it, then we will change our will, we will control our nafs very easily. And you'll be on your road again. And if we don't, and on your own you want to do it, or you leave your nafs free, it's like that person who takes a 4-pound hammer and wants to knock off the bolts from there. He'll mess up everything. And he won't be back on the road also ever. Shaykh Kamil ke faiz ko dekho. Look at the effects of a Shaykh Kamil. What great effects it has. Rind ko bhi sawar deta hai. A person who is right out of line. A person who is evil, he also comes right. And how many people? Fuzail ibn Iyaz rahmatullah alayhi. Malik ibn Dinar. The list doesn't end. And in our time, by Hazrat's Barakat, we saw in Hazrat's Khanqah. And Hazrat's Barakat, we saw, yeah, people who themselves say, we were like Barilwis. What and what? Today Allah showed us the light. And how many others also who are? You just apply yourself a little bit. Nobody can be perfect also. But try. And you will see miracles happen. And you don't have to see miracles. You yourself will become a miracle. A person who thought that I can never control my gazes. You will see that how you can control your gazes. A person who thought that Taraweeh, 20 rakats, rozas, very hard. Allah made it a pleasure for them. And they look forward to it. They thought that, how can we manage this rozas? How can we manage the Taraweeh? But it became a pleasure for them. So this is what is this path. That a person, and our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, jazahumullah khair. When we should say some benefits we got from Hazrat, we benefited this. Hazrat should say, Josh, abhi kya dekha? Abhi dekhoge kya milta hai? What have you got still? You will see in this path what you're still going to get. And no doubt, the treasures of this path is unlimited. And the treasures are also unlimited. Just carry on and you'll see what new things Allah Ta'ala opens to you. Ishq tujh par ho barish rahmat. May the rain of mercy fall on love. Love is a very great thing, but just use it for the right thing. And the effort of mashayikh is not izala, is imala. That if you got love, you got love, haram love, for this filth and dirt of the WC at the moment. You got haram love for other all wrong things. You got love for haram woman. You got love for your motor car, for your house. And love of dunya is haram, all this. Use it, no problem. But the love of it is haram. So the work of the mashayikh is that they just turn the direction of this love from here to Allah. And a person who hasn't got love in him, some people are void of it. They don't have love. They don't know what is love. So that, those people, first love has to be created in them. And mashayikh make this effort to create some material things love first, which is haram. But to create the capacity of love. If a person hasn't got love in him, how is he going to make love? Then they turn the direction of that love now from that material thing to Allah Ta'ala. One person came to a sheikh and he didn't have love in him, like a hard, dry person. Just everything just by rules and regulations. Nothing, no idea of what love is. So the sheikh made it out. Well, we asked him first, what things that you do you cherish in your life? Finally established, in India, the cow is the most important thing. In old India, the cow, that's why they worship the cow also. Because they believe everything happens by the cow. So the sheikh for 6 months created his love for the cow. Now when love came into him, then he turned the direction to Allah Ta'ala. Away from the cow to Allah Ta'ala. So love is such a thing, it works miracles, you can't imagine. Impossible things become possible with love. So, ishq tujh par ho barish rahmat. Oh, ishq, love, may the rain of mercy fall on you. Ghair fani bahar deta hai. When this love is turned to Allah Ta'ala, your whole life, your maut is a pleasure you enjoy. Your qabr is a pleasure. The day of qiyamah is a pleasure. And of course in jannat, all this will be on love. And this in the khanqa is islah and love of Allah. And love of Allah comes from marifat of Allah Ta'ala. And then see, to gunas, you don't have to give up gunas. You don't have to be tariqu zamb, matruqu zamb you'll become. Gunas will leave you. If you get this is human nature. When you get a superior thing, you just give up the inferior thing. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali explained that if a person, a dog is eating a bone, nothing on the bone, but that's all what it's got. So he's just going to chew on it all the time. If you want it to eat meat, don't give it 1 hour bayan. Don't let it make mujahada, etc. And don't dare snatch that bone from it. It will bite your hand because that's all what it got. All you do, put meat there. And without any bayan, immediately it will leave the bone and it will come to the meat. So in the same way, people today are living talibud dunya, tilab. The people who seek this dunya are the dogs of dunya. And they are eating this bone. Interest money, all other haram things, this WC, all this haram, and woman, and big houses, all these things of dunya. And if you go and tell them, this is haram, interest is haram, WC is haram, this is haram, that is haram, they'll tell you are biggest haram. They'll get rid of you. All you show them, the love of Allah. Show them Jannat. And you don't have to do any other effort, they'll give up all that when they see Jannat. Draw the pictures of the Hurul Ain in front of them. Draw the pictures of the palaces of Jannat. And then that is eternal life. A person's heart will go off this dunya. And his heart will turn there, and on his own he'll keep on making effort. Once you show them what is Jannat and where we are going to. That is why the Quran, psychology of the Quran, from the beginning to the end, was preparing the mind of the Sahaba for Akhirat. They gave their lives. They conquered the world. Where once the love of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the greatness of Allah you see and it comes in your heart, what is any government in this world? What is science? What is technology? All that we are today amazed, where technology is going. You will be ashamed to say such a word. When you see the technology of Allah, you'll be ashamed to say such a word. And I said such a thing. What is technology? Nothing. What is Allah? So this is that way. Ghair fani bahar deta hai. Nafs dushman ki baat mat mano. Don't listen to this nafs of yours, which is your enemy. It wants to destroy you. It will take you into the pits of Jahannam. It will take you in this world to the most dirtiest and filthiest places. It will disgrace you, humiliate you. Don't listen to your nafs. Don't be so stupid and think that I must satisfy my desires and that is everything. Gul ke badle ye khar deta hai. In place of a rose, it gives thorns. It is temporary. The rose is beautiful. And the andalib, the nightingale comes and sings beautiful songs for the rose. That you are so beautiful. Your petals are so soft like silk. And your fragrance is so wonderful. But for a few days the rose is there. Then what is left? The thorns under the rose. And the thorns remain all along there. So don't be fooled by this temporary dunya. Yeah, this dunya which is temporary and the things of dunya which are temporary, Hazrat is illustrating that. Hazrat in other poems had explained, those street women that who use this makeup and all this cosmetics and that, and they look so beautiful. It's not long, according to World Health Organization, average lifespan of the street filthy dirty woman is about 30 years. That is all what it is. And after that, then you see, they look like old hags. And the teeth fall out. And the temples go in. The cheeks go in. You won't, even if you are paid, you won't look at them. So don't be fooled with this temporary. Look at your own wife, your halal wife. And she will be your queen in Jannah. And what will be the beauty of the Hurul Inn in front of the queen of the Hurul Inn? She will be so beautiful. So don't go for these temporary things. They are all just deception and deceiving. A person who goes on for a bubble. What is a bubble? A person who sits in the shade. If you might have noticed, Masjid and Nabawi also, if we sit outside under the umbrellas, especially it happens Juma time, and you are sitting in the shade, but as the sun is moving, the sun comes on you. Now you're moving this way, then again you have to move. Again, the shade is a temporary thing. Yeah, also as the sun is shining now on Brother Nur Muhammad, but not on his face. If it's shining in the eyes, then you move a little, move a little. So it keeps on moving. Don't depend on a shade. Depend on Allah Ta'ala. What is permanent, depend on that. So this ghul, rose, all the things, temporary beauty, outward beauty of this dunya is only for a little while and then it gives you sorrow after that. And forever it will give you sorrow. Don't be fooled by it. Ishq majboor be zubah hokar, Allahu Akbar. And love which is majboor. Once love has overtaken, you are helpless in love. And it makes you be zubah, you can't even speak now. People say you are now becoming an extremist now. You are making namaz, five times namaz, you are an extremist. You make little tilawat, oh then what now, you have become a fanatic now. Anything, little bit you do, but this ishq which made you majboor, and you got no answers to give them also. Be zubah hokar, didai ashkbar deta hai, but tears just flow. People tell you, you're burning in your heart. Why they telling me I mustn't keep roza? Why they say I mustn't make five times? Tarawih 20 rakats don't make. It is too heavy. It is too much. You can't explain. You haven't got answers also. The ordinary person won't have answers also. But in your heart you are burning the love of Allah. And that person is waiting for tahajjud time. That person is waiting when we hear ash'ar like this. For the zikr majlis, the person waits. And what enjoyment a person gets in all this. So this is that ishq. That outwardly you won't be able to speak, but you'll be crying in your heart. And it will make your ear tears also, your eyes tear also. Kya milega guna se akhtar? On the opposite side, what you going to get in guna? Hazrat asked the question, what will you get in guna? You think I get enjoyment today, this filthy WC, and looking at street woman on the internet, this filth, TV, all this evil and filth. Lanate be shumar deta hai. Unlimited curses of Allah Ta'ala. Alayhim la'natullahi wal malaikati wan nasi ajma'in. Even animals curse those people. Those who don't pay their zakat, for example. When adultery becomes so common, Allah sends droughts. Allah keeps the rains back. The animals suffer and the animals curse human being. Because of your evils, we have to suffer today. Everyone curses the human being then. So what guna gives you? It curses. And what is cursed? To be removed from Allah's mercy. And when a person is removed from Allah's mercy, forget, outside of his things are not going right. Shop is not going right now. Car doesn't want to start now. And the person who made a promise that I'll come and meet you this time, he's not pitching up now. All that, your wife becoming disobedient, your children going in the wrong line now, and forget all that, in yourself also you are restless now. Now you parishan, you want to run away from yourself also. How many people at the time of maut, this ghabraat they get, and they want to run, where can you run? And our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair said so beautifully, when people are in this parishani, ghabra ke kehte ke ap mar jayenge. They say, now we'd rather die. We can't take it. It's too much. Mar ke bhi chain na paya, ab kidhar jayenge? And after you have died, and now you didn't get peace in the qabr. And for such people, where will there be peace? Now where are you going to run to? From dunya you want to escape, you want to die. You want to commit suicide. And then you go in your qabr. But there if you don't find peace, now where are you going to run to? And there will be, ila yawmi yub'athun, till the day of qiyamah. May Allah save us if there have to be snakes in the qabr with us. There has to be fire in the qabr with us. Farishtas who come with such hammers that the biggest mountain of the dunya, they give it one shot, that mountain will go to smotherings. If they have to be with us in the qabr, what is this guna? What is it going to give us? Be-shulanate, be-shumar deta hai. It will just curses upon curses. And the humiliation on the day of qiyamah. There where how we will be humiliated in front of everyone. So let us make our islah. And what a perfect month, the month of Ramadan. What a perfect kitab, the Quran Sharif. How beautiful we must recite it. We listen to it. It's a month of roza. Roza is a shield from all these gunas. Make a roza, and you will be protected. If you keep a roza, your eyes will be protected, your tongue will be protected. Otherwise, you haven't appreciated Ramzan. A honorable guest came to your house, and you showed it to go and stay in the fowl run, the dog kennel. You said, go stay there. And that, will that person stay? If we don't respect Ramzan, we don't appreciate Ramzan, we haven't got an idea of what Ramzan. And Eid, we are fooling ourselves, we are making Eid. Eid is for those people who kept rozas, how rozas are supposed to be kept. Otherwise, that Eid, you're just fooling yourself. And that is why many people say, Eid is for small children. Because they got no enjoyment. Small children, new clothes, they got new shoes. So the children are all going to collect Eid from the parents, from the uncles, from everyone. That is the children's happening. We, that Eid, what is it if you get the... One lady wrote, mashallah, and she says, make dua that I get the pot of gold at the end of Ramzan. That is the taqwa. That is what is Eid. When you get your pot of gold, what is this gold? This gold is nothing. A pot of gold of taqwa you get. That is your Eid. That person really makes Eid. MashaAllah. Hazrat ke faiz hai. Bahare ishq haqiqi. And there was ishq. This is ishq haqiqi, the true love. That same love that you have, turn it to and make it a real love. Turn it to Allah Ta'ala. Just give it in by Allah Ta'ala, trade it in by Allah. Allah will give you His love. You give your love of dunya what you have got. Whatever you love of this dunya, trade it in and Allah will give you His love. Like we trade in a car 2005 for a car 2015, 14, new car we trade it in. So trade in your love of dunya, the filthy, dirty love, and take this true love of Allah Ta'ala. Ishq. Ko ishq dil ko bahar deta hai. This true love of Allah gives the heart this enjoyment. But this false love of dunya, the love is only enjoyment in your eyes, on your lips, on your tongue, on your hands. But this is on the heart. And the heart is the king of the body. When you get this love, and this love remains forever. And it controls all the parts of the body. It is the king. And it controls all the subjects which are there. Jazba-e-jaan-e-nithaar deta hai. Allahu Akbar. It gives you that jazba, that feeling, that desire, ja nithar deta hai, to sacrifice your life. Love is such a thing, you sacrifice your love. And the love of Allah, which Hazrat has written in another form, that 70 Sahaba gave their days, lives in one day, Battle of Uhud. What made them give their lives? 70 Sahaba, one day. And they wrote the love of Allah Ta'ala, not with blood. They wrote the love of Allah with love till the day of Qiyamah. That it was in this love that they did. Muslims, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, conquered the world. What was it? This love of Allah. Otherwise, what weapons they had? Which military university they went to learn how to strategies and to fight wars or anything? But it was this love of Allah ta'ala. Ta'ati mukhtasar par mera kareem. Allahu Akbar. Allah ta'ala is shakur. Alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazeer al-amal al-qaleel. That on a little bit effort, Allah gives. One subhanallah, may Allah put this yaqeen in our heart. تَمْلَوْ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. From the earth to the heavens, one subhanallah. But we got no tawfiq. We will sit quiet. We will talk, we'll make bakwas. لا يعني فُزُول. We can't read subhanallah, walhamdulillah. We can't read duas. What? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. تَمْلَوْ الْمِيزَانِ. Well, fill the pan of your scale of good deeds. Subhanallah. Allah is so kareem. For dunya, for how much effort you have to make. And what dunya gives you? You work your fingers to the bone. You work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What does dunya give you? One good friend of ours, in fact, who wanted to build a masjid. Marhum Saleh Faqir. He was a millionaire in those days when they were hardly millionaires. But when his estate was wound up, it just worked out even. That's all. He was regarded as a millionaire, but he had to pay all the steel. He was in a steel company. What accounts the steel companies, their accounts for all the steel. When they settled everything, it just worked out square. One person, a real story of Zimbabwe, when Zimbabwe was in its bad financial crisis, who worked his whole life, took out a pension scheme for his old age, etc. When the time came, the bank called him, let us sort out your account. All he was left with was one banana. So much money, he could buy one banana. Your whole life, you worked for one banana. This is what is this dunya. And deen, without any effort. With roza, your mouth is dry, say subhanallah. What is it difficult? And what the rewards are for everything. How many things? Durood Sharif, what are the rewards? Quran Sharif, tilawat, roza, ana ajzi bihi. Ana udza bihi. I will give the reward myself. I am the reward myself for roza. What more you want? So this is in deen. Allahu Akbar. Taate mukhtasar par mera kareem. Ajar kya beshumar deta hai. Unlimited rewards. May Allah open our eyes and let us not become talib dunya, kilab, the dogs of this dunya. May Allah make us talibul akhirah. Those people are the ones who are successful. And Allah doesn't only give them akhirah. Allah gives them dunya, and Allah gives them dunya with izzat. Dunya becomes zaleel in front of them. They don't have to work for dunya. Look at Nizamuddin, look at Raveen Kakrel. No factories they got, no big income they got, no supermarkets running, but thousands of people are eating. Look at the Darul Ulooms, Darul Ulum Deoband. Look at the Darul Ulooms in Bangladesh, Chittagong, Sylhet. 15,000 people, 3 days, 3 times a day meals for the students. And they give them clothing also. In winter they give them blankets also. And no income. What is this? Allah Ta'ala feeds like this. Look at the Langar Khana of the Buzurg Ghanideen. In our recent times, Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Alayh. The people should come. A person who's not even interested in forget Islam, not even his namaz. Maulana said, don't chase him away. He's my guest. He shouted the Nazim of the Khanka. You don't got no right to chase my guest away. He says he's not making one namaz also. Forget making his Islam. He's my guest. And they should be fed like this. What is the, how Allah Ta'ala gives. And with dunya you earning so much. And you haven't got any, what you can't give a person a cup of tea. One person said, I'll never go and visit by the rich people again. He said, why, what happened? He said, I went there, he asked me, brought me in the house, he said, you'll have something hot or cold. I said, hot is alright. You'll have tea, Milo, Ovaltine, cocoa, whole lot of things he counted. He said, tea will be all right. He said, tea with milk or without milk? He said, with milk is okay. What kind of milk? Condensed milk, sweetener, powder milk. He said, all right, cow milk. He said, which cow? Afrikaner, or 10 names of the cows. He says, okay, without milk. He said, you'll have it with sugar or sweetened or unsweetened. Sweetened with what? Sugar, white sugar, brown sugar, or this, what is it? Kendrel, all, how many types of all that? So he said, okay, just give me a glass of water. So he said, tap water, fridge water. When he said, whatever water, mineral water, this water, that water, he said, I think I'd rather leave. He says, no problem, which door you want to leave? Front door, back door, side door, golden door, silver door, bronze door, wooden door. He said, I think I'd rather die. He said, where? Yeah, or by the swimming pool or in the bedroom? Where you? He said, just for one cup of tea you don't want to give me? What a long question there. Yeah, and I have to answer all the questions. So this is what is this dunya. Yeah, and yeah, indeed, free of charge, see how they are feeding the people. Everywhere. And dunya people can't give you one cup of tea. Where are you going after this? What excuses they make? Hey, in our environment, you want to go and visit, you just go. In their environment, a father want to go to his son, he must make appointment 1-2 weeks before. And he will give him time, you just come 4 o'clock to 4:30, one cup tea. That's all. Nothing else. Oh, what Allah has given us. So where are we running after this stupid and wild life of these people? Ehle dil ke karam ka kya kehna? What to say of the karam, the kindness of the people who got hearts. Not a biological heart, that even a pig got a heart. Hey, the heart, Allah wala heart. That heart which Allah wala got, what is that kindness filled in it? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Rahmatul Mufti Mahmud Sahib, Gangoi Rahmatul Ali, should quote this incident quite often. That one Allah wala in Makkah Sharif, a thief came and stole his purse, his money. So he didn't worry, that person went. And that person, now he got blind, he can't see his road. So they told that what you call it, the people came to that Allah wala and said, make him maaf. He said, the minute he took it, I made him maaf already. But now if Allah takes revenge, what can I do? Allah Ta'ala, remember also, a person newly wed was walking with his bride. And it was rainy season, mud and all the water lying. When Allah wala was walking, and some splash of mud water fell on the bride's clothes, on her feet, on her leg. So that man, the husband, taking revenge for his beloved, his wife, he gave this Allah wala one slap. So Allah wala, he didn't even do it. He kept quiet, he didn't do anything. Next, that man fell down dead. Allah Ta'ala gave him one slap, which we will call a heart attack. A slap from Allah Ta'ala. Or anything else. So the people said, why you killed him? He said, I didn't do anything, you people saw. I did nothing. Then how come he died? He said, he took revenge for his beloved. My beloved took revenge for me. Wow. Yeah? So Allah wala, when they have to take revenge, Allah will, they don't take revenge. And therefore, a teaching a higher level than this of our mashayikh is, if somebody does wrong to you, you are Allah wala, you take little revenge from that person. Because if you don't, if you take it, Allah leaves it well, you will sort it out your own matter. If you don't, Allah takes revenge. And Allah's revenge is severe. And remember also Allah's punishment, which we say Allah's revenge. It can come in this dunya, you become paralyzed, not so bad. You become blind, not so bad. But that you now become a Salafi. And you just don't want to accept it. You have no reason. You become a Shia. You become a Qadiani. This is, and worse than that, you are making other people all this year. You propagate, that is Allah's worst punishment. That now you are no more making namaz also. You are now in the evil places all the time. More money is coming to you also. Your health has become better, but you are with filthy, dirty woman all the time. And you thinking you're enjoying, you in actual al-ain, al-actual Allah's azab you are in. So Allah's punishment, that is a severe punishment. When Allah blinds you to the truth, our akabir and our aslaf, Allahu Akbar. Haulai abai, faji'ni bi mithlim. What buzurg? But now you talk bad about the buzurgs. You got filthy words for them. You got no respect. Now other people, they people are great in your eyes. How that person falls, this is Allah's azab. That if you become paralyzed something, that's also azab, but small azab. This is a terrible azab where you get involved in guna. Kya karamat hai noor e taqwa ki? What is the karamat, the miracle of the noor of taqwa? Taqwa, ishq. These are all miracles if a person acquires them. Rooh ko e qarar deta hai. What contentment it gives to the heart. A person who has got taqwa, you saw that woman, she appealed to you. You're a human being, you're not a stick, you're not a stone. Her figure, her way of walking, her complexion, whatever. But for Allah, you made immediately sawda deal with Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, your hukam is I must not see. My desire is very strong. I want to see, but I won't. You watching me also. Meri nazar par unki nazar paas baar hai. Afsos is khabar se, maybe a khabar tha. Allah was watching me, but I did not know. What a pity if I knew Allah is watching me. When you are selling to that customer, and she's so beautiful, and she's also making little jokes with you, you're also enjoying and talking with her, remember Allah is watching also. And Allah is watching everything. So when you will do that, and then immediately, Allahu Akbar, it comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif, An-nazru sahmum min sihami iblis masmum. The eyes is a arrow, poisonous arrow of the arrows of shaitan. It won't only let you see that poison has gone in you, your whole body is going to become rotten. When the body becomes rotten, they have to cut off the parts. Gangrene, your whole body will become gangrene with your eyes, that poisonous one look. Min siham man tarakahu makhafati. A person who doesn't look in the fear. Allah, you watching me. And if you have to take my eyes from me, make me blind. If you have to make me blind to the deen of Islam, and the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ulama haq, ulama diyoban, ahl sunnah wal jama'ah, if I have to become blind to that, and I become a Salafi, I become a modernist, I become a Maududi, I become a Shia, Qadiani, what will happen to me? You don't. You give man tarakahu makhafati, abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbi. Allah says, I will pay him for that. And I will give you such iman, yajidu. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should go in detail. Yajidu fi'al mudari. Uska isme fa'il, wajid. You will feel it. You will be wajid. You will feel that enjoyment. Ek qarar deta hai. You will feel that coolness in your heart. That you didn't look with your eyes, you closed the eyes of your head, you didn't look, Allah, you made it haram. Allah opens the eyes of your heart. And you will see Allah Ta'ala now. You want sifat ihsan, and ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara. Don't look at the filth and dirt of this world. Don't worry about the WC. Who's winning, who's losing, what's happening. For a Muslim, month of Ramadan, a person who got Quran Sharif, one girl wrote a letter from Karachi of some problem there in Karachi. I say, where you got time for that? Our ibadat, our islah, our tilawat, we haven't got time. For this we haven't got time, and you worried of other people's problems. Where we got time for other things? We haven't got time for ourselves to just do our basic mamulats. We can't finish it. Somehow or the other you manage and you just push in and you try to finish. And we got time for all this filth and dirt. So close your eyes to all the filth and dirt. Allah will open your eyes to Him. Husne Fani se dhoka mat khana. Don't be deceived by this temporary beauty. This dunya, it's husne fani. Jo husne fani par jayega, fani dunya se dhoka khayega. He will be deceived by this temporary dunya. Ye saamp hai. This is a snake, this dunya. Wo das jayega, it will bite you. Snakes, there are many snakes who are bad, that are very beautiful. The pattern on them, the stripes, the dots on them, all these beautiful snakes. So if you say the snake is so beautiful, tonight I'm going to take the snake and embrace it and sleep with it whole night. Mar jayega. Soega kya mar jayega. This dunya is husne fani, jo husne fani par jayega, wo fani dunya se dhoka jayega. یہ سام پھر بس جائے گا, رہنا غافل یاد رکھ پچھتائے گا. ریمبر دیٹ دس دنیا از جسٹ فانی, اٹ ول ڈسٹرو یو کمپلیٹلی. اینڈ دس واز فار دا نان مسلمس, مسلمس انوالوڈ ان آل دس فلتھ اینڈ ڈرٹ ناؤ اینڈ ان دا منتھ آف رمضان وی مسٹ بی اسٹرانگ. وین دا صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہم وین ٹو کانکر بیت المقدس, بیت المقدس, دین واٹ دا اینمیز ڈیڈ دے نیو وی کین ناٹ overcome. And the same strategy they do using till today, they put their beautiful girls on the side of the sahaba where they had to go for their 5 times namaz, beautified with their jewelry and the most beautiful, what instructions and hidayat. Anyone touches you, don't stop him, let him do what he want to. But the sahaba, the qari, and this is a qari, not today's qari whose hands is on his ears and who makes his face so ugly when he's reading, not that qari, but the qari who read with feeling from the heart. And what he read, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, when we are going for namaz, cast your gazes low. And then after about 8-10 days, they took kar guzari from those girls. What happened? They say, we were like sticks, like trees, or like stones on the side. Not even from the side of their eyes they looked at us. Well, today the enemy want to attract us with dunya. They give you beautiful houses. Now work in your gardens also. For Eid, get your garden ready. Get your house ready. Not get your roza ready. Not get your tahajjud ready. For Eid, go and have your car washed also. Do the service also. Do everything of dunya for Eid also. And this is how. And they brought the WC in Ramzan for us. And how many people, unfortunately. And one ticket selling at 50,000 rand. More than that, how they've made us stupid. And who's getting? Muslim people. And Ramzan, Allahu Akbar. May Allah save us from all this filth and dirt. Husn-e fani se dhoka mat khana, ye ek fani khumar deta hai. It only gives you a temporary, on your brain it is. Like you are mesmerized, you are hypnotized. For temporary, for a little while. Doctor gives you a pain injection. It helps for a little while. Pain tablets, poor cancer patients, Allah save us all, everyone. They give them from one to another, another to another. And it just helps for a little while. This dunya is only for a little while. And don't be fooled by that. Just go for the true treatment that takes the cause of the problem away. They just treat the disease, they don't take the cause away. Your house is leaking. You don't fix up the roof, you're all the time just sweeping out the water all the time. Just fix up the roof for one time. And finish, end of the story. No more leaks and no more you are worried. Change your carpets again and change this and all that. This is what they do. They just keep on, they don't treat that. Just keep on sweeping out the water all the time. Phool bas apni bewafai se. The flowers, roses, the garden is most disloyal. It's very beautiful for a little while. You work so hard. How much money is being spent on gardens today? And it's a pride of a person, of pious people. And today as ulama, we go and say, MashaAllah, what a garden you got. What a house you got. We also encourage them with all these things. And this garden is just a temporary thing. For how long is it? And how much you have to spend? How much you have to work? Get the garden service. Do this, do that. And for a little while in winter, finish. And some people are more stupid. Even in winter, they'll run up their water bills. But the garden must remain green in winter also. Worried about our outside and the heart, we not worried at all. The cleanliness of the heart, filth is coming here. The fire of winter is burning the heart black and grey. And the snakes are in the heart. This we are not worried about. Andalibo kukhar deta hai. What does this flowers, roses, the beautiful garden? It just attracts the beautiful nightingales. They come there and they give their lives. What songs the nightingales sings for the flowers. I give your life for you. You are so beautiful and you hardly finish your song. And now the flowers are thorns. The beautiful petals have fallen off. And now it is just the thorns at the bottom. This is this dunya. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah Ta'ala, show me dunya. What is dunya? Allah showed him the form of a woman wear a burqa, very beautiful, attractive burqa. Whereas burqa is supposed to hide the beauty. But the burqa is beautiful, like all our women today. The beadwork and all the design on the burqa, that's no burqa. We're fooling ourselves that we are in parda. We are moving around in front all. We were in one place, and a young girl, mashallah, doing deen's work today. Deen's interpretation is also different. Teaching, madrasa, doing everything. Burqa also, face covered also. And walking amongst the men and talking with all. I'm in parda and I'm doing deen's work. And she's fully in the hands, clutches of shaitan. There's how many of our young women also mixing with anyone who are gallivanting in the shopping malls. We got burqa on. We are pious people. We observe the commands of Allah. We fooling ourselves. What is this? So don't be fooled with all these things here. This is all just outside. So anyway, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. Allah showed him this woman with the clothing. She looked like a very beautiful young woman. And her body was closed. Only her left arm was left out. That also we find many of our ladies, when they were amongst ladies, then they got hand gloves also on. And they got socks also on, which Sharia even did not command. Sharia allowed that ma illa ma zahara minha. But that, and when men are going to be around, then the hands are open. And they're not hidden under the burqa, they keep it here. You can see I'm not, my complexion is not dark or something. One friend told me, you must look for a girl for me to get married. Maulana he was. He said, but I don't want a parda one. In other words, what he meant, that she just has to hide her ugliness all the time. That she's ugly, he took it a Maulana. That why is parda? To hide you're ugly, that's why. A beautiful woman shows her beauty. So he said, I don't want one that hides her ugliness all the time. So anyway, so Isa alayhi salatu wasalam saw, and this hand, beautiful, glittering, and it will attract any person. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, you showed me so much, show me more also. That her face was covered. When she opened her face, old lady, that all, no beauty left on the face. One, two long, long yellow teeth, ugly, filthy teeth. And the temples are gone in, the cheeks are gone in, the hair, dohi nabal. Today we enjoy eating dohi nabal also. White hair, dohi nabal also, everything. She's so filthy and so ugly and that. And now you want to run. Then she takes out her right hand with a dagger. Now you want to run from me. She stabs you. She blackmails you. She humiliates, she disgraces you in front of people. What we call now, you gone in a depression. You gone now in a, you got a heart attack. This is this dunya that we run after. Dunya shows its color. Whether it's a woman, whether it's your business you're running, no namaz, you haven't got time for namaz in your business. You haven't got time to learn your deen. You haven't got time to make your islah. Which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, such a business and income, I regard it as haram. That you haven't got time for your deen, you haven't got time for your islah to learn your deen. Only dunya, money, money, money. Gena mama, tenga baba, whole day, just money, money all the time. This, as Hazrat says, I regard this as haram. So this dunya, then it shows you its evilness afterwards. And then you sit with it, and you don't know what, now you are sitting with cancer. Now you are sitting with depression. You want to commit suicide. And such people, the people who are supposed to protect the society, the police, most cases every day in the newspapers, they kill the whole family and then they kill themselves also. Don't be fooled with all this, but our eyes won't open. We will only one thing, when more malakul maut will come, our eyes will open, but too late. Fortunate is that person who opens his eyes to these realities before time. Rahi taqwa mein gham jo hai akhtar. Yes, Hazrat Sahib, I accept. To get taqwa, you are going to go through a little difficulty. To learn how to change your will, you'll have to listen to somebody. And your instructor might shout you also. He might hit you with the wheel spanner also. That what a donkey you are. Can't you even just understand this? But once you have learned it, you got no problems after that. So to acquire taqwa, you will, and your sheikh will also hammer you. And he will be at you all the time. But once you got your true taqwa, with tawazu, with ikhlas and that, you are on your way. And you will take thousands of people with you to Jannah. So this little bit difficulty, zindagi pur bahar deta hai. Your dunya's life becomes Jannah. That Jannah will come. Your qabr will be nam ka naumatil urus. Sleep, our bride sleeps the first night. What enjoyment in your qabr. On the day of Qiyamah, people will be parishan. You'll be either under the arsh of Allah, air condition. VIP, VVIP room of Allah Ta'ala. Or you'll be gallivanting, walking around with no worry whatsoever. You will enter Jannah smilingly. And Jannah will be welcoming you. And at the doors of Jannah, the Malaika will be, so for a little while, acquire the istighfar. And ayyamun ma'dudat. Few days which you can count on your fingers. 30 days, make the effort properly, and then see inshallah what Allah Ta'ala will give. May Allah bless us with these realities. This is enough for a bayan. Very shortly, just to summarize this week, Allah gave us our ruhani distarkhan. Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idata minas sama. When we made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. We asked for the barakat of Shaban and Rajab, and we wanted from Allah gave it to us. And like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah Ta'ala, his Hawariyeen asked him that send us manna and salwa, send us dastarkhan, a table from Jannah, a dastarkhan from Jannah. So Allah send us dastarkhan of Jannah. Ramzan Allah gave us. Quran Sharif Allah gave us. And Allah gave us rozas. Allah gave us du'as. Allah gave us zikr. And for us even additional, Allah gave us a khanqah. MashaAllah, some people have understanding of deen comes. Family people, they wanted to go for Umrah. Their own family people said, where are you going for Umrah? Go to the khanqah. Your Islam won't be made in Umrah. Your Islam will be made here. And this is what is faraz. How many go for Umrah and sleep their namazes through also? Not even the faraz namazes. We go for Umrah, more it's shopping. And you see all the beautiful packets that come. All the, a person went for shopping. You make your Islam. That is the first faraz. One buzurg saw his murideen going for Hajj. Yeah, where are you people going? Going for Hajj, nafil Hajj. He says, do you know the owner of the house? You're going to Kaaba. You know who's the owner of Kaaba? No, we don't know. We never knew there was an owner also. Come to me, stay with me 1 year. Let me teach you and then go. Now you won't go to Kaaba, you'll go to Rabbul Kaaba. And if you get Rabbul Kaaba, you'll get here also. So this is what we have to do, make our Islam. So Allah has sent us. Now for that, when we want to eat, wash your hands also. Don't eat with dirty hands. What will happen that the wife prepared biryani for Sunday afternoon, the whole family is together, and you are working in the garden with your overall on. Or you are working in the car, on the car with grease and oil on you, and you without washing, without change, you come and sit there. She'll change you away. She won't let you enter the house also. Go to the bathroom outside, change your clothes. I'm sending your clothes, bath, and then you come. So Shaban Allah gave us to wash our hands. And now when we come, keep the roza of the tongue. Clean your mouth also. Rinse your mouth. Your mouth is also dirty and filthy. Or talking lies, ghibat, backbiting. What terrible stench is coming. So this month is to clean our tongue also. Now when you eat biryani, if you ate something bitter and you eat biryani, you don't enjoy. One lady, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, looking for the Eid moon. Now today we don't even look for the Eid moon. Today we got Radio Islam by the ears. We're just listening for news. The sunnah also we are deprived of looking for. So anyway, looking, so they all like usually, there is it, it's there, look by that pole, look by that tree. They try and I tell the person. So that a woman was now looking like this, she had just changed the nappies of her child. And some of the stool was on her finger. So yes, she put it, she looked at the moon, oh, this year's Ramzan moon is smelling. It's you are smelling, the moon is not smelling. So when our mouth is dirty, with dirt and filth, and this ghibat and lying and backbite, all this is worse than stool and urine also. With that on your tongue, what you going to enjoy reading Quran? That's why one person just wrote now a letter. He said, Quran parne mein dil nahi lagta. Dil ka lagna koi faraz, dil ko lagana faraz hai. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, namaz mein dhyan ka lagna faraz nahi hai, dhyan ko lagana faraz hai. You make an effort then, clean your tongue. Clean your eyes. We are looking at Quran Sharif with filthy eyes. With the thoughts of those women in your eyes. With the thoughts of all your TV. With the thoughts of WC. Now what are you going to enjoy in Quran? Purify. Quran is pak. You need pak eyes to see. So this week we discussed briefly about the tongue and about the eyes. May Allah grant us this realities inshallah. Who wanted to become bayat? Talha. Talha is bayat to come forward. To Maulana Nazir. You also bayat to Maulana Nazir? MashaAllah. Just for barakat by me, but Maulana Nazir, he will make your tarbiyat and he's your sheikh. Eh? InshaAllah. Put your hand. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya, then be unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jamaat in the masjid according to sunnat, to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be conscious of my islah at all times. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadiriyya, and the silsila of the Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my ba'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati, and Amen. And gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious. Ma'amulat form, sir. You can give me the zikr karan.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاذكروني أذكركم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جددوا إيمانكم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے مجھ کو نہ کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مسجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لخير الأديان الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى الإسلام والإيمان وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا واغفر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اصلح لنا واصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عنا وتجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولإخواننا ولأخواتنا ولمشايخنا ولأساتذتنا ولأحبابنا ولأصدقائنا ولقبائلنا ولعشائرنا ولأزواجنا ولأولادنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. آمين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.
Azan will go now. Give reply to Azan. Repeat the words. After that, read Durood Sharif and the Dua. This is a prescription for Khatima on Iman.
Thank you.